exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts. Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld, and here in the KUAC Alaska Live studios, it's Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust. Thanks for joining us, Ryan, and bringing your band.
Thank you for having us.
And you gonna kick off the show with one of your tunes?
Yeah. This is one that I wrote for one of the Parlor in the Round shows in Anchorage. It was a prompt we got I think it was like earlier in the week. We had to write a song. This one, and the prompt was stay off the phone.
Nice.
One, two, three, four. I told a story that you shouldn't prefer. I wish the night would just swallow up these tasty words. I had a friend, but I wanted a lover. I reached for one, but I lost the other. Whoa, you got to stay off the phone if you're making it worse. If you're averse to the pain, every verse and every gain you made, but you blurted out the first thing to come to your mind. Said I wish you were mine. If I'm averse to the pain, every verse and every gain I made, but I blurt out the first thing to come to my mind.
Yeah. All right. Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust are here on KUAC's Alaska Live. And Ryan, you've got a unique setup because out there in Radioland, Ryan's the lead singer and the songwriter and heading up the band from the upright bass.
Indeed.
And what other bands do you know of that have this setup?
I mean, okay, the only bands I can think of are going to make me sound pretty full of myself.
But, that's okay, I asked.
Like the Police and the Beatles. I mean,
sure, you're right. You know? Yeah, but an upright bass. I mean, you know.
Similarly talented, like Esperanza Spalding. I mean,
heck yeah. I
aspire to be as good singing and playing the bass individually as she is, let alone together.
And that's a good point, because it does take different parts of your brain to remember all the words of the song that you wrote and to, you know, pick out some really fun licks on the bass, not just hold down that rhythm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nice. Let's hear another song that features you and your band.
All right.
You mentioned this earlier before we went live. This is one. This is one off the album.
Oh, are you playing June and Casey?
I am playing June and Casey.
This is a good one for sure.
All right. We've been on the run now, policemen on our trail, about since mid-July. My darling June and I, our love will never fail. She's my June and I'm her Casey. She's my June and I'm her Casey. Here at the desert's edge, we've reached the mountains now. Share one dusty kiss and fall asleep like this with horses bedded down. One last night before we're parted. One last night before we're parted. Where the desert turns to mountains, you must leave me there. Head on south, my love.
Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust join us here on KUAC's Alaska Live, doing a song that's kind of like your Bonnie and Clyde song,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
Or like your 1952 Vincent Black Lightning song.
Yeah, a little bit. And I realized recently, I was rereading his Dark Materials. It's the Golden Compass, the Subtle Knife, the Amber Spyglass. Really, really great books. And I realized the last stand for my song, I kind of took some of the circumstances from that book.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And I hadn't read it in years. And I think even for years before I wrote this, I guess there was some of that imagery floating around.
So what you're saying is that wasn't a true to life story for you, at least.
This is not out of my own experience.
Everybody's got to have, you know, a good story, and it's really fun to find that in a loping song. And speaking of loping, on your album, your newest album, Sweet Calamity, The Sound of the Horses is done so well by Robin Dale Ford on banjo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, she did a good job. But she did banjo on that. I think two other tracks.
And were you up at 10th Planet?
I was.
Robin and Pat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robin Dale Ford, she plays on a lot of people's albums because,
indeed,
you know, they just add a little bit here and there, and it adds so much. You should introduce your band that you have here at Alaska Live, because they're great. The Brain Trust is strong.
They're wonderful. That's aptly named. I think this is Travis Burrows on the drums.
Right on.
Alan Bent on the guitar. Aurora Bowers on the fiddle. And Brian Strong on the mandolin.
And it's Ryan Bowers heading up on the upright bass here. Have you ever thought about going with the electric bass? Have you picked it up a
sometimes
bit?
Yeah. No, I play a little bit of electric. It's one of the tracks on the album electric on. I've slowly been teaching myself to play it on upright, but it's when I wrote it on electric.
On electric. Interesting.
Yeah.
I really like the sound of the upright.
Me too.
It's, you know, such rich sound.
It's very thumpy.
Very.
That's a technical term.
Very good. Did you learn that at Berklee School of Music?
I did.
Right. Well, let's hear one more song, especially if it's off the album, because we'll talk a little bit about your album.
This is another one off the album.
All right.
Sticks and Stones. Another fight, another stinging word that lands so hard upon my ear. Don't try to tell me what I'm looking for, 'cause there's a reason I'm still here. Sticks and stones, if only. much about. You can pick my teeth from a frozen field. You can find my heart scattered among the leaves. You can break my bones with a single blow. I could weather the sticks and stones if only you won't hurt me. I could weather the sticks and stones if only you won't hurt me.
Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust here at KUAC's Alaska Live sharing. That one was off of Sweet Calamity. And Sweet Calamity is your new release.
It is.
And it's a concept album of sorts, I would say, yeah. Because it's split up into chapters. And that
Not exactly chapters.
What are... yearnings, distances, homecomings, martyrs. Oof. And then reflections. And I like the way it flows.
I guess I conceived of them kind of as like groupings of short stories.
Okay, gotcha. So not of a novel, but
yeah.
Essays in short in
like,
a
yeah. Like the
in a book of short stories.
Like the protagonist of one song is not gonna be the protagonist of the next song necessarily.
Yeah. But they all got grouped into these little headings. And I would say it is a concept album because you went for some themes. And did that make the writing of the songs for this album easier or harder to fit in?
It's only one of the songs on here was one that I wrote after I started work on the album. All the rest were actually ones that I had already. And as I started thinking about orders that I like to put them in, they started falling into this order, that seemed like weird at first, but grouped together based on similarity rather than split apart, you know, cause usually in orders of songs, people try to split apart separate songs, but I was kind of curious, you know, what would happen if I put the similar ones together and let them sort of talk to each other.
You make such a good point because when you put together an album, you have to think about how it flows. And you think about, oh, is this going to go after this? And in this way, you did some themes. And that was a great way of grouping it on Sweet Calamity. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the Sticks and Stones, which heading does that fall under?
Let's see. That is... the last part of Yearnings,
which
is the first
last
grouping.
Part of Yearnings, yeah. And you've had this album done for a couple months now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got... officially released it May 1st. And actually, after a few delays, I have it up on all over the internet now.
Nice. You're on Bandcamp and iTunes and such.
Yeah. That was my exciting news today.
The big push for the physical CD was Folk Alliance.
Yeah.
Oh, Folk Alliance.
Yeah, I went to. Yeah, me and Aurora went down to Folk Alliance and we played a couple unofficial showcases there. And
Which is more official than it sounds. That sounds like we just kind of like went into a hallway and we're like, listen to us.
Can I get you to jump over to a mic? You can jump over there.
Yeah, they're more official than they sound. They're actually, you know, part of the program.
They're not just in the hallways. They're in the hotel room. they're actually in the hotel rooms.
Very official.
So your Folk Alliance appearances weren't just jams in the hallways, you're saying.
No,
exactly.
They were with people who came there to see you, weren't just running into you necessarily. Well, very cool. And that is a way of getting your music out there to others, you know, on different programs or the radio and such, too. So
yeah.
Yeah. Because somebody kind of has to hear you live and the recording to kind of figure out in what ways you'll fit into their programming. Because your genre these days is kind of acoustic, kind of pop, kind of, you know, it's new.
Yeah, it's kind of parts of all the things that I like.
Yeah.
You know, I was realizing the other day, I think it actually fits into the category that I believe Front Country may have coined, roots pop.
Roots pop?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
I feel like that's probably the closest.
I think I've been saying folk pop. Yeah. But yeah.
All right. So we've heard from the Bowers now. Aurora and Ryan have now named it either folk pop or roots pop. I like that. Yeah. Well, let's hear another poppy tune with acoustic and folk accents.
All right.
We have that for you.
Yeah.
This one is a cover that I worked up of a bluegrass song by Tanya Savory. And I decided that it was really sad already, but that the one thing it could use was being even sadder. So I slowed it down. And this is, like all the covers I do, this is a song I wish I wrote, but I don't wish I was this sad.
Down from the oak trees, that's the reason they call the sun.
Yeah, nice sad song there. And who wrote that song, did you say?
Tanya Savory. I got that one off, I think it was the second Oh Sisters compilation.
Oh, yeah. From all the female artists from the Oh Brother, kind of grew from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are some great compilations.
Yeah. Both of those albums, I think me and Aurora listened to quite a bit.
That Coen Brothers movie really brought bluegrass back to the mainstream.
Yeah. Did.
You know, I mean, Ralph Steadman was like, wow, everybody knows me now.
I know.
College kids know me. So, before this, you had your work with your family, the Norris Bowers Band.
Yeah, still do.
Right on. So, you and Aurora are playing in Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust, and you also still get back the old band together with the Norris Bowers Band.
Yeah, usually a couple times a year
based on people. It is the new band, really.
Yeah, it's not actually that new anymore.
It's not new anymore.
It still seems new because we only get it together a couple times a year based on people's work schedules.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why.
And it's funny because you think about, you know, there were dads and moms in that band of the Norris Bowers Band. And so you think, well, sometimes the kids, you know, they go in the exact opposite direction when they go with their own music. And it's not that your music is in the exact opposite direction of old-time string band music, but it does have electric, and it's got drums, and...
Our dad is very displeased.
He's sitting right over there scowling.
Is he scowling?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, people like music, and so, and when it's good music, people really like it.
Yeah.
You went to Berklee School of Music, and that doesn't really say that, you know, you're definitely going to be in the bluegrass world, but it means you're going to be probably in the acoustic world, it seems as though.
Well, I mean, at least out of, you know, the people there that are in the Roots program.
There's more. There's jazz and blues and stuff too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. It started out as a jazz school, actually. I think back in the '50s, I think.
And the Berklee School of Music, not the California Berklee. It's the Boston Berklee.
Yeah, the Boston Berklee with the weird spelling.
Yeah, with two e's at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Berklee.
And you probably ran into some amazing people there, too.
Oh, amazing people. The teachers, of course, were amazing. Some of my fellow students there were already also some of the best musicians I've ever seen and or played with. Molly Tuttle was there, actually, the same 2 years I was there. She is just incredible.
Who is now IBMA Guitar Player of the Year.
IBMA Guitar Player of the Year. That's who she is. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
She's pretty incredible.
Yeah. There are just so many amazing musicians there.
And we hear a lot of those folks on Live From Here with Chris Thiele, because I don't know what his tie is to Berklee music, but he definitely is in that roots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has Brittany Haas in the house band, and she has a lot of Boston ties.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, I guess I think of somebody like Chris Thiele starting out in bluegrass and moving on to, like, that folk pop thing.
Yeah.
And returning to somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. No, Nickel Creek was a huge formative band for me.
Yeah. And why? Because they were young and you could...
I think they were just doing something that didn't sound like anything I had heard before.
Some might argue they were the original Roots Pop.
Right.
Yeah, I mean
kind of.
Because Nickel Creek, they started out kind of traditional, but moved away from that very quickly and went on into their own singer-songwriter and pop stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once they got a little older and... What, somebody's dad was playing bass for him for a while?
On the first album.
Yeah.
But I think
against dads playing.
No.
I think it was Byron House in the second album, and then Mark Schatz on the next two albums.
Well, I love it that family gets involved in your band, too. I mean, yeah. You got your sister on that soulful fiddle back there. And Aurora, you want to jump up to the mic real quick? Either that one or that one?
This one or this
sure,
one?
Sure, it doesn't. That one? Not that one. That one. Okay. That one. For the radio audience, we're just pointing around all the microphones.
Just pointing to mics. Yep, here we are.
Aurora, you've been playing with your brother for, well, probably a lifetime by now.
Probably. At least one or both of our lifetimes.
Do you remember some of the first songs you guys were playing together?
Oh, gosh. We were in a band in middle school and high school together called Slightly Askew. And it was five fiddles, one keyboard, and Ryan on the bass and sometimes Boron. And
we were very into Nickel Creek.
We did some Nickel Creek covers. We had this thing where we would say, we're Slightly Askew.
Oh, and
then we'd
go,
the radio audience.
We just tilted to the side.
Right. Yeah. We'd go Slightly Askew. So, yeah.
It's a bit of a visual gag, but we got
it. It's a visual gag. Yep. Mm-hmm. Bad at this radio thing. Yeah.
I think I remember that band. You played at some folk fests and such.
Yeah, that was the main impetus for starting that band was we had been, the five fiddlers were in Susie Hallinan's Tetra Fiddles group, and we would go to Juno Folk Fest every year, and we loved it. And then she stopped teaching for a while, and we decided that we just had to go to Juno Folk Fest no matter what it took, and so we got our little selves together and made a band.
I think I remember the last time, no, not the last time you were here together. That was probably the Norris Bowers band. Mm-hmm. But the time before that you were here together was in Emily Anderson's band.
Mm. No, she was in my band.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I think.
That's right.
I think the last time we were here, it was just after we had done the first tracking on Sweet Calamity.
And she is on a lot of the tracks.
She is on every track.
She's on every track, singing or playing keyboards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emily Anderson, she was here recently with the Muskox Riders, and oh, man. Travis, you're a Muskox Rider, aren't you? Yeah. Travis.
Travis is in high demand.
Travis, he's a... Either his drums or he and his drums make it to many Alaska Lives. Because Travis is very generous and brings in his drums for traveling drummers also. And so, totally appreciate your dedication. Well, all right.
How are we doing for time?
We're doing great for time. So, let's hear another from Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust.
All right. Let's see. I've written in blood. This is one of the few of my songs that has any sort of preface, really.
That's what this show is all about. You can preface your songs
right, maybe
because
you need, like,
people
a song
are listening.
That is the preface for this song.
I don't know.
Pre-song song.
So this is meta-narrative murder ballad that I wrote after I was watching Game of Thrones and then going immediately afterwards to read reviews about it. Which I do. Apparently I need validation about whether my tastes are correct. I'm sure that's not healthy, but
human.
Am I normal? Yeah. So I found a really interesting piece talking about the violence on Game of Thrones and dealing with the argument that authors put forth often that the awful characters in their stories do the bad things that they do because that's how the world works, but they were pointing out, well, it is a fictional world, so the world can work however the author says it works, you know, so that they were kind of saying that by making that argument that the author is dodging responsibility, which I found kind of interesting. And I was reading a bunch of Sandman by Neil Gaiman at the time, and all of that kind of swirled around and got me thinking about the violence in folk music in these old murder ballads.
She always ends up in the river or in the meadow or...
Yeah.
Or... or in the yes. made of she's in the fiddle. She's got black eyes. I mean, really.
Anyway, so all of that is just is a long road to introduce this meta narrative murder ballad called "Written in Blood."
Creepy. Like, yeah. I never gets the last word out.
That's far and away the creepiest thing I've written.
Right. And I now understand what you meant, Ryan, by a meta murder ballad, because there's a song within a song in that one.
There is, and I have cast myself as the writer as the villain.
Yeah. And just in the good tradition of bluegrass murder ballads, it's got a jaunty melody. You're just singing along. You're skipping along. You're like, yeah. Wait a second. What is this song about?
Well, that's why I like, I don't know. This is, as I said, this is one of the few songs that I always feel like I want to do some sort of preface for, so people are prepared for it.
Yeah. Yeah. But we always say when we're like, well, you know, it's a story, it's a play, it's a drama, it's a story within a song, and, you know, things in this song aren't really what was real or happening, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't live that out.
No.
you wrote it out after watching something very violent. So, you know, watching something very violent didn't cause you to be violent.
So fictional violence was done to fictional characters.
Yes. And so were you validated when you went to look at Game of Thrones to see if your fears
I was,
reviews
yeah,
were... Yeah,
I think,
okay, good, good.
Sometimes I am. So a lot of times I read reviews and I just walk away angry. So I'm like, I really liked that.
Are you ever the type to write the review yourself?
What?
To put the review on out there for everyone to read?
Oh, no, I don't need to do that.
Good for you.
That would be ridiculous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, people can listen to those words and thoughts in your music. And that song, Written in Blood, that's not on Sweet Calamity. It didn't quite fit in there.
No, that one's just way too new.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, the newest song on the album I wrote in 2015.
Okay, yeah, a few years back.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is one I wrote about a year ago.
Well, you're filling up a new release already.
Yeah, I probably have about half an album's worth of original things, of new original things already.
So Alaska Live is part of your tour around
yeah.
Alaska. How appropriate, Alaska Live.
It is.
And so are you taking this album on tour with you and doing songs from it and some of your new stuff and a few covers in there too?
Yeah, yeah.
So are we in the midst of your tour or are you at the beginning of it?
We're nearing the end of it, but I have we have some festivals we're still playing.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Granite Creek Pickers Retreat next
weekend.
Down
there in South Central?
Yeah. And then at Chicken Stock.
Nice.
The weekend after.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that.
Cool. One of those in the interior. So you got some traveling to do.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a place on the web where people can check out where your tour is and where your music is?
I do. Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust.com.
Nice.
It's long, but it's easy to remember.
It is. It is. And I have to ask you about that name because I think it's really catchy and memorable, and I kind of remember when you were working out the kinks on naming your album and your band, and it seemed like maybe your band was going to be called Sweet Calamity, but that ended up being the name of the album. Do I have that right?
Probably at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, the Brain Trust started out as just the name that I was giving to the album band.
Gotcha.
And, you know, because it was like the, it's like the people that you gather together to that you surround yourself with, if you could surround yourself with anyone, and you know, think.
And they help you work out those songs and how to orchestrate them, and
that's the band is essential.
Because you are.
Or
remember,
you got to come over to this one.
Sorry,
that's okay.
I seem to remember you had some instructor at some point that advise you to surround yourself with people you trust, like
more
so than good musicians, people you trust.
Yeah, and hopefully those are one and the same in your life a lot of times.
Yeah, but I think it's really important. I'm trying to remember. Over the years when I've done bands to do my song, I've used a couple different names.
Yeah,
but this is the one that stuck.
I like Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust. It's good that one stuck.
I had Ryan for a while. I had Ryan Bowers and the Shanghaied Accomplices.
The Shanghaied Accomplices.
Yep.
Man, I'm so glad you didn't go with that because I would have had to say that a few times, and that's tough.
Yeah.
All right, another one off the new release, or just another one? Yeah.
This is another one off the album.
All right.
Good morning.
feel your breath upon my shoulder. I feel you stir until you gently rise. I turn to whisper softly that I love you, and I never want to have to say goodbye. Then I hear you say, we better put some clothes on. There's coffee brewed and soon it will be cold. Till this time I knew that I'd be leaving, but it only just now hit me that you're not coming with me. You coming with me? Dressed, I have to go now. When I feel the airplane lift me, I'll know that you're not coming with me.
Brian Bauer is here with us at KUAC's Alaska Live, and you got your band, The Brain Trust. I was thinking back to when you were talking about Emily Anderson and the times you've played here on Alaska Live with Emily, and I think back to, I don't know how many years ago it was, but I think at least 7 or 8, and it was one of your first bands, not Slightly Askew, but The Extra Tufts.
Yeah.
And you and Emily made up 2/3 of The Extra Tufts.
Yeah, with
Sabie. On cello, yeah. And you, of course, no matter what time of year it was, had to wear Extra Tufts to your gigs. And part of that was lost on the fact that we weren't filming any of those Alaska Lives. Those were solely on the radio at that time. But you showed up in your Extra Tufts.
We did.
For radio, yeah.
It's important.
It is. And speaking of some of the first filmings of Alaska Live here at KUAC, Alan Bent, you reminded me that you were you're here playing electric guitar today, but your band, your old band Jazz Farm, we talked to you guys. I think that mic is good to go.
Okay,
I'll either get a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
We showed up, and that was in the little tiny studio in the radio announcer studio. So we all crammed in there and they said, hey, can we try out our new cameras?
So we were in the radio studio with Jazz Farm, and you guys' kids were all running around outside the window, and it was super sweet. And we said, oh yeah, we're just going to try out the cameras and we're just going to see how this works. Mm-hmm. And before you knew it, we were asking, hey, do you mind if we use that? Because it turned out really good. Yeah. And there you were in your, hoodies
and
whatever.
On the TV screen.
It's
amazing.
And now Alaska Live Television has moved into this great space that Mac and Heather have remade into a really nice performance space for radio and filming.
It's so nice. And there's, comfy seating for the audience.
Yeah. There's a rug for the band.
Dorm couches. And,
yeah, it was probably 35 below when we were unloading those off of the truck. You know, we got them down at Surplus. It was very fun. But I, as the host, and Mac and Heather as the main people of Alaska Live TV, they were not shy. They got out there, and Keith Martin, our general manager, was out there helping us too, and he said, okay, you guys. We're like, no, one last couch. But yeah, all for the audience.
So actually, speaking of Emily, we've got a song here that I wrote with her.
And she is featured on Sweet Calamity on all the tracks.
She is.
And her background vocals are beautiful on there, too.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, she sang all the high harmonies. And then Ken Tape, who I play with in the Rock Bottom Stompers with Brian, Ken sang all the low harmonies.
Right on. And Brian Strong's here with you on Mando as part of the Brain Trust. So very cool that you've got Rock Bottom Stompers here in your other band, too. They're not just bluegrass. They're roots pop, too.
Stompgrass.
Stompgrass. What's the name of this tune, did you say?
This one is called Hard to Come Down. We wrote this a couple years ago. This one, it's kind of a sequel or companion piece to the title track of my album. Like a moon, fully intending to reflect another's light. Now you find that you are falling. Each time she's calling out to you, you bring your tide. Another world, another place, another time.
Ryan, did you say you wrote that with Emily Anderson?
Yeah, we wrote that together. She just came over and we spent about 3 hours and knocked that out.
Yeah. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Emily Anderson's music, which I can't imagine that you're not, but hey, she is this great singer-songwriter from here in Fairbanks, and she's got... She also went to Berkeley from Fairbanks. Were you guys there at the same time?
We were, yeah.
Yeah. She's got a new album out called Simple Things, and
it's really,
too.
Really good.
Yeah. Did you appear on that album? She did a lot of it away from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But she appears on every track on this newest album, yeah. Sweet Calamity, from Ryan Bowers, and that's really great. Well, you should get the touring in while you can. Do you tour with your family these days? With your wife?
Not yet. We have a baby on the way.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, and we're expecting the baby in August.
Perfect.
And really, really excited. And the last song we have here, it's one that I learned kind of 'cause she, my wife was telling me I should learn some lullabies that I can sing to the baby. And this one, I don't know if this exactly counts. If you sing it right, it does. But it's this is a song by one of my favorite bands, Keen. And it's just kind of this pop lullaby. It's this father singing to his child, and it's called "You're Young."
soon-to-be aunt Aurora back there on the hypnotic fiddle on that one. Awesome. We've got Brian Strong on mandolin, Alan Bent on electric guitar, Travis Burrows on drums, and Ryan Bowers singing the songs and playing the bass. It's Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us again.
Yeah, you bet. And thanks to you staying up late on KUAC's Radio Land out there. Thanks for the studio audience for coming in. And on cameras, Caleb Souter, Heather Hintzman, Mac Landry. On sound, Joshua Labuda, and back in the FM booth, Ramsey Phillip. And for KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm the host, Lori Neufeld.
Exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts.